Now, for the next, so I mentioned that we have Su Sukwa, who is a member of the Socialist Party of Malaysia, and is also formerly, I think, the treasurer of the organisation as well. And she's in our studio right now, and we're going to kind of have a start a bit of to have a bit of a kind of discussion with her, talking, I guess, a bit about the current political situation, I guess, unfolding in Malaysia from the Socialist Party of Malaysia's kind of perspective. So, good morning, Sukwa.
Hey, good morning, Jacobs and Koyi.
Hi.
And the listeners.
All right. So first off, you know, welcome to 3CR, and I think 3CR is very happy to have you. And in fact, I'll just make also acknowledgement that historically we actually have had other Socialist Party of Malaysia comrades in this studio before. In fact, I think there was a number of years ago we actually had two of your other comrades who are in this studio, and then we've also done interviews with remote interviews with some of the activists, including Aru, and then there's also been some other interviews that, because Green Left has actually been produced a number of interviews with Socialist Party of Malaysia comrades discussing Malaysian politics. We've also played those interviews on our program over the years as well. So yeah, we're very happy to have you actually in the studio as well this time. And I guess maybe to kind of start off, I guess a bit of kind of discussion. So for our listeners, Malaysia now has a new government under Prime Minister under Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim, and of course he was best known as a previously imprisoned leader of the Reformasa movement. And can you guess? Give us a bit, I mean, for our listeners, can you give us a bit of a political background to this government?
Yeah, actually, I'm not sure how closely Australian following Malaysia politics, but I guess a lot of people actually know who is Anwar, because he's quite a prominent figure in the international politics. So actually, I think this election is, for a lot of people, it seems a bit exciting. So a lot of media actually have categorized it as a decades-long way, because it took Anwar almost 30 years since 1998. He was the minister, deputy minister of Malaysia in the 90s, and also the finance minister. But because of his removal, so it sparked a Reformasi movement, and also later have give birth to the Justice Party. So at this time, actually, many years ago, when Anwar was jailed due to the sodomy allegation, so PKL has once a single seat opposition party. So the most significant thing is maybe it's a tsunami in 2008. Actually, and a very important turning point. So where the opposition party was given the chance to form government in 5 states out of 13 states in Malaysia. So since then, actually, they have been seen as government evading and alternative that appealing to a lot of Malaysian. But we also see a lot of backstabbing and also splitting around among the opposition party. That's why it actually took quite long for them to recover from all this, and a lot of reorganization among the among the parties, even absorbing Mahathir as the prime minister candidate in the last election. So this time is the Pakatan Rakyat is second time elected as a government, but this is the first time Anwar was given a chance to lead the regime.
Mm. Yeah, thanks, So Sukwa. What can you tell us what the PSM, the Socialist Party of Malaysia's relationship with this new government is, and maybe also give us a political characterization of the new government?
Actually, PSM was founded in 1998. even before the reformist movement. But it took us 10 years struggle to actually register our party. So prior to our registration, we were working with opposition's party. So we once our activists once elected as a opposition as an opposition MP in the parliament in Sungai Siput particularly, and I would say we have a quite a good relationship with some of the individuals, but for this regime, actually the situation is a bit complicated and also confusing because this time, because even though PKR, the Justice Party, gained the opposition Pakatan Harapan actually gained the most vote as a coalition, but they actually cannot form a government without the support from other coalition. So this is a unity government, which also Barisan Nasional, the old regime, actually part of the coalition and become quite a major player, as they were given quite a lot of space, disproportionate minister position. So I think quite a lot of compromise might be done within the government. Among the different parties. So we are happy to actually push for the reform agenda together with the government. But just the situation are quite complicating, I would say. It's not easy.
Mm-hmm. And I guess the kind of Nick, and going around, going to the kind of one other kind of issue is that recently, Malaysia, I guess, has been kind of hit by very kind of serious kind of floods. And I guess in addition to that, I'm kind of interested in, you know, what is the kind of Socialist Party of Malaysia's kind of perspective of it? But more than that, in terms of these floods, how do you kind of collect contextualizing it within the kind of broader kind of climate crisis that is clearly going to impact on all facets of society? I mean, we're in Australia right now, and Australia's already very much feeling the impacts of the climate crisis. And of course, when you look at countries like within the global south, like Pakistan, which was dramatically impacted by some very serious floods. I want to hear some of your kind of comments on some of that stuff.
Yeah, flood is one of the very major issues in Malaysia now, because it's actually we experience a very major flood in 2021. So the 70,000 people displaced and 50 deaths is one of the most serious flood in the history. And flood victims and volunteers have to take it to social media to call for aid, and because of the very bad coordination, no central communication, and the poor management actually make all the things very, very bad, and it's make it worse. So I would say a lot of people actually aware that the climate change or the climate crisis is no longer a looming threat. We are actually facing it now. And I think this awareness would eventually actually draw more people to the movement. And PSM is working very closely with other organizations as a coalition. So we always push for the agenda that the government should take serious steps to mitigate the flood. At the same time, we see there is an urgent need to actually call for a system change, where definitely whatever mitigation policy you're going to put forward is not sustainable, because we are still very much depending on the current system. And the only answer is the eco-socialism, where we need to drastically gain something, gain the support to calling for a more radical change in the system to address these issues.
Yeah, that's a great description. We certainly need to keep campaigning for system change. And what are some of the main campaigns of the PSM for the working class, Sukwa?
Actually, for PSM is still very very active in organizing the workers' community. So the working class issue is very much the center of our activism. So we are organizing the hospital cleaners, as a union. So our party leaders is actually leading the campaign to abolish the contract system, because the privatization of the cleaning service in a hospital is actually started back in 80s and 90s under the Mahathir regime. So this privatization basically make all the workers become a new workers whenever the contractor change. So you can imagine they always receive the minimum wage, and they was denied of a lot of rights, especially during the pandemic. Although they were actually working and facing a lot of stress at the workplace, and they are part of the frontliners, but they were denied for a special allowance for the frontliners. So this is one of the aspects that we are working very heavily involved. And we are also working with the security guards and also cleaners in school, in public premises, the government buildings, and all these also contract workers. So we're hoping that can build a movement where eventually will lead to abolish the contract system. So we ask the government, actually they should be taken back as direct workers for the government service, because they are the that's their work. And the problem is it's through another contract that eventually the contractor actually get a major part of the government funds, but not them, the working class, who actually contributing their energy to this this sector. Another major campaign that we have is the landless farmers who actually producing our food, especially vegetables. So they are facing a lot of evictions on the ground. And our PSM work closely with them, because we see their rights to the land is denied, and we are continuously facing a issue of overdevelopment, and all the developer have more and more power to decide what are we heading to. So this is very wrong, and these are some of the issues that we work very hard.
So the kind of next question that I guess we want to ask is, I mean, wanted to guess commenting kind of more broadly, I guess on the prospects for the socialist movement in Malaysia, but maybe even making some comments about some of the global situation as well, because one context in Malaysia versus Australia is the fact that, you know, there's obviously Malaysia has a much different kind of tradition politically than, say, Australia, and also in the past, you know, left movements have been severely kind of repressed within kind of Malaysia, which is also kind of different context in Australia. I mean, even in Australia, I mean, while, you know, while there is undoubtedly repression, it's never been, we obviously have the right to openly kind of organize, etc. Kind of the wonders of living under a kind of liberal kind of democracy sometimes. But yeah, what are some of your kind of broader comments on that?
Yeah, actually, it's not an easy task, I would say, but I can still have very high hope, I would say, because the situation actually the system itself is not sustainable. More and more young people actually aware and starting to organize themselves, I would say. Especially the pandemic, we see the system is just very, very, it's almost collapsed. A lot of sectors affected and people lose their job. So I see there is a reorganization in many sectors, and we hope that if we want to building back better, we need to have a new kind of alternatives, because without an alternative, all the issues actually people need won't be fulfilled, and we are giving too much to all the upper class, and this is time for the especially young people to actually organize and asking for a different world. I still see very much hope, because the system itself eventually will make people more aware. Of course, one of the challenge, is people start to disillusion about the system, and this might make some of the people apolitical and feeling that they can't do anything. But I think this is, we need to play active role in organize them, agitating them to take drastic action towards the change.
Yeah. Do you have any final comments you'd like to make? I mean, that was probably a good place to end it. But yeah, do you have any kind of final comments you'd like to say, especially to our listeners, since you have the opportunity, because you're live to air right now?
Actually, I'm very happy to be here, because especially attend the Socialist Alliance National Conference, because I see a lot of similarities, and those exchange are very valuable for our movement, because the international solidarity are always giving us more energy, I would say, to me back home. I really hope that we can do more in the future. We can have more collaboration in a lot of issues.
Right. Just listening to you, I do feel a lot more hope for the future. So thank you for coming and, inspiring all of us. So I really appreciate you being here.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I'm just going to go, I'll go play a quick announcement. You're listening to Green Left Radio, and we're just having a good discussion with Su Sukwa from the Socialist Party of Malaysia about politics in Malaysia and also the prospects for the socialist movement in general. You're listening to Green Left Radio. 3CR 855 AM.